Macmillan Audio presents Men in Green Faces by Gene Wentz and Betty Abel Juris. Read for you by Jeff Gerner. Becoming a U.S. Navy SEAL team member is strictly a personal and voluntary choice. At any time during training, deployment, or in the midst of battle, a SEAL can simply announce that he's had it, doesn't want to be a member of SEAL team any longer, and he will immediately be returned to the original unit from which he volunteered. During training, especially during Hell Week, more leave than stay. Once Hell Week is completed, few, very damned few, stop being SEALs, active or not, for the rest of their lives. Introduction. I wrote Men in Green Faces to bring honor and pride to all of those who served and died in Vietnam. Little did I know this book would put a young teenage boy on the path to coming face to face with Osama bin Laden, and he, alongside his teammates, would close the chapter on the world's most wanted man. On my last trip to San Diego, I stopped in at the Buds training on Coronado Island. I served my last tour in SEAL team as a first phase instructor at Buds. My timing was perfect. The first phase class was getting ready to finish Hell Week the following day. I received permission to be present when the instructors secured them from the longest week of their lives, a sleepless